being efficient versus being effective, or efficiency versus effectiveness. This is a topic that you probably have heard many times from many different people, many different angles. And I heard it many times before, and I didn't pay that much close attention until I read Ron Baker's Implementing Value Pricing book, when I realized the enormity of importance that this concept has in my life, especially in my professional life, when it comes to pricing my professional services or delivering value to my clients. So let's talk about a couple of examples and do some definitions. Efficiency means doing things right. Effectiveness means doing the right things. In other words, efficiency measures what you're actually doing. It measures your rate, your speed, your level of effortlessness to complete a task, where effectiveness doesn't really look too much at the individual task, the individual speed, how quickly you do them. It looks like the overall goal, the overall outcome, or the overall result. So what were you trying to achieve by combining multiple tasks together? If you achieved it, that means you're being effective. Whereas it is possible for you to perform a whole bunch of tasks efficiently and at the end not reach your goal, which makes you ineffective. Let's do a couple of sort of simple examples. Let's assume that you're putting a ladder up next to a house to go up and work on the roof. If you put the ladder in the wrong house, doesn't matter how quickly you climb that ladder, how quickly or effortlessly you get to the roof, you got to the wrong roof. So you have to come down, move the ladder, put it in the other house, basically work double. You were very efficient while you ended up being ineffective. Now, it is possible to also to be inefficient while being effective. One of the classic examples is innovation, right? Innovation is extremely inefficient. Coming up with new ideas, iterations, trial and error, giving something to a customer for free in order to impress them, all these things are inefficient. But if you achieve customer satisfaction, if you create a new product, if you discover a new awesome way to do work or to perform a service, and that innovation becomes part of how you do the work, and in turn that may turn you efficient in the long run, but that's the idea. It's, can you be effective without being efficient? Now, I'm not advocating that we should be effective and be efficient and strive for that. It would be awesome for us to be both efficient and effective. That would be the definition of productivity. But this is one of the really important issues. Productivity, it's probably the word that's in top of our mind every day that we're working with peers, with employees, whatever. Productivity is on top of our mind. Maybe the word efficiency and effectiveness is not so much what we think about. But because we think of productivity, sometimes we get a little bit obsessed with the efficiency portion of productivity, not so much the effectiveness. So for example, if you're at work and you see somebody that works with you and they're basically sitting on their desk, looking at the ceiling and thinking, they're not typing stuff on the computer, they're not reading something, you know, from a client, they're not talking to someone on the phone, immediately something in your head may say, oh, that person's wasting time, that person is being unproductive. Now, it is possible that that person is doing absolutely nothing. That is possible. That could be both ineffective and inefficient and unproductive. But it is possible that that person is thinking hard about how to solve a problem. And maybe those 15 minutes of spacing out comes back with a eureka moment where the solution to the problem brings a high level of outcome, such as a satisfied customer or maybe a whole new innovative way to solve a problem. So sometimes we might be, and this is me included, quick to condemn or to judge productivity based on that immediate short-term measuring stick of efficiency. Hey, are you doing things? Are you busy? You know, this is where a lot of folks confuse being busy with being successful. When you're busy, you're probably being efficient. That means you're doing things, you're solving problems, you're putting out fires, right? You're not going to sleep early, you're working extra hours. That's absolutely being efficient. You're getting the most output per hour possible. But if you're not profitable, if you don't have the business that you really want to build, if your clients are not happy, if you're not growing or attracting new talent, if you're not innovating and building new ways to solve problems, yes, you're being efficient and yes, you're being busy, but that's not really being effective if success or thriving is your measuring stick of being effective. So one thing I will tell you, it's a suggestion, and it's something that completely changed the way I think, is you must strive for being effective even at the risk or peril of being inefficient. In other words, it is okay in the short term to be inefficient if you're in the long term are being effective. Now, that doesn't mean that once we're effective, we shouldn't be looking at the way we're doing things. Yeah, I think you should always audit your process. You should always look for new innovative ways, faster ways of doing the work. Hey, I'm an educator. I create videos in YouTube and Facebook teaching people how to do things better and faster so they can achieve their goals. But nowhere in my videos I'm helping people to be robotically quicker and robotically more efficient. I'm helping people being more efficient with the minutiae so they can spend more time thinking about the long-term goals and the long-term plans and innovation and marketing and branding and all the things that ultimately create value in the eyes of our customer. So there really shouldn't be a debate whether efficiency is more important than effectiveness. I think both things are important. The only lesson I would love for you to draw from here, and really what I learned from Ron Baker when it comes to especially pricing my services, is if you're focused, laser focused in effectiveness, that means you're thinking about end in mind, you're thinking about what is the ultimate goal? What is the ultimate outcome? How do I satisfy my client? How do I get repeat customers? How do I get more expanded services from my current client base? How do I attract the customer that I want to attract? How do I dedicate time for myself, for my mental health and my physical health, so I can be more powerful and more ready to solve problems tomorrow? That is being effective. So even if you're being inefficient one day by thinking, innovating, testing, teaching yourself, right, educating yourself, taking a course, taking a class, talking to other folks, sharing information, learning from others, all that stuff might feel inefficient because you're not getting any immediate output per hour at that moment that you're doing that stuff, that looking inward and thinking about the future. It's okay to do that. It's okay to invest and budget some time for that. I only really work, and by work I mean in front of customers doing actual client work, about 60 to 70% of the time. So I am literally spending between 15 and 20 hours a week. I would probably say maybe between 10 and 15 hours a week just thinking and innovating, reading, learning, trying, testing, creating content, helping others, writing about stuff, reading other people's opinions about the stuff that I've created. And I try to build my own intellectual capital during that inefficient period. And I am purposely inefficient in order to be innovative. And how that comes back to me is I have a bigger brand, I have a stronger reputation, I've figured out how to do all the things faster and easier in the computer, Excel, QuickBooks, whatever. I've done that. I spend the time doing that. So then I can utilize those tools for efficiency for the purpose of being effective. So that's it. I mean, I would love to know what you think about this. Are there some examples where you're trying to figure out whether you're being efficient or effective? Just, you know, think about your everyday tasks. You know, are the tasks that you're doing closer to helping you reach your goals, not necessarily tweaking them for them to be a little bit faster, just so you can get a short-term high of efficiency. As accountants, and myself included, I'm the accounting profession, we are obsessed with efficiency to our detriment. We need to think about being effective. We need to think about being effective, not just in business, but in life, in friendships. Overall, being effective means that you can create value and affect other people's lives positively. If you practice effectiveness every single day, don't worry about tracking efficiency. I believe, strongly believe, that profits will follow. We'd love to know your comments on this.